This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone, launched and inaugurated various projects worth over 83,300 crore rupees during his day-long visit to Hazaribagh in Jharkhand yesterday. The projects include Dharti Aba Janajatiya Gram Utkarsh Abhiyan with a total outlay of over 79,150 crore rupees and multiple projects under Pradhan Mantri Janjati Adivasi Nyay Maha Abhiyan. The PM also inaugurated 40 Eklavya schools and laid foundation stone of 25 Eklavya schools. Addressing people on this occasion, the PM said multiple projects will significantly boost efforts to empower tribal communities and enhance rural infrastructure across the state. Mr. Modi said, without developing and empowering of tribal community of the country, the dream of a developed India cannot be fulfilled. Meanwhile, in another event during his visit, PM Modi criticized Jharkhand's Mukti Morcha for jeopardizing people's identity and culture in the state for vote bank politics. Addressing the Parivartan Mahasabha in Hazaribagh, Mr. Modi termed the BJP's Parivartan Yatra not as a mere political campaign but as a movement to safeguard the state's future. Election campaign in Haryana is at its peak. Political leaders have been making all-out efforts to woo voters with only one day left for campaigning. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Rajnath Singh campaigned in Kurukshetra and Yamunanagar districts. Other party leaders Anurag Thakur, Hema Malini and Naveen Jindal also held road shows in different constituencies. Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi also addressed election rallies in Bhavani Kheda of Bhiwani district and Julana of Jind district, while Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge addressed a rally in Charkhi Dadri. Senior Aam Aadmi Party leader and former Deputy CM of Delhi, Manish Sisodia, also held a roadshow. The election campaign will end today evening. The 2024 edition of the annual apex-level international conference of the Indian Navy, the Indo-Pacific Regional Dialogue, will be held in New Delhi from today. The theme of the three-day conference is Resource Geopolitics and Security in the Indo-Pacific. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh will address the conference tomorrow. This year's conference would concentrate upon the manner in which traditional and newly identified marine resources are driving contemporary geopolitics, and it will shape this in future. In Manipur, 3 persons were killed and over 40 persons injured in the exchange of fire between the villagers of 2 Naga villages in Ukhrul district. The incident took place around 10:30 a.m. yesterday when villagers of Hunpun and Hungpung village engaged in a shootout between Viewland Baptist Church and Punjab National Bank in Ukhrul market. Local people said that the boundary disputes between the villages was the reason for the incident. The exchange of fire between the villages lasted till last evening. According to a police source, one personnel of 6th Manipur Rifles identified as Warin Mi Thumra was among the dead. The state government shut down internet and mobile data service for 24 hours in Ukhrul district starting from yesterday afternoon. Additional security forces including paramilitary have been deployed in Ukhrul to bring normalcy. The situation between Israeli forces and Hezbollah in southern Lebanon continues to escalate, following reports of close-range fighting in Marun al-Ras. This clash occurred after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed to retaliate against Iran for its ballistic missile attack on Israel, adding further tensions to an already volatile region. Hezbollah, the Lebanese militant group backed by Iran, claimed responsibility for targeting the nearby evacuated Israeli town of Avivim with rocket fire earlier in the day. Israeli PM Benjamin Netanyahu met with security chiefs at the Defense Ministry headquarters in Tel Aviv, as confirmed by an official statement. This high-level gathering comes as Israel deliberates its response to Iran's recent missile assault, with Netanyahu vowing retaliation. Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, responding for the first time after firing more than 200 missiles at Israel, warned that the strikes from the resistance front will intensify. Khamenei refrained from directly addressing the missile attack, instead focusing on broader regional issues. He took to social media platform X to criticize Western nations, stating, "If the villainy of the US and certain European countries is removed from this region, undoubtedly these conflicts and wars will be completely eliminated." Meanwhile, Israel has taken a strong stance against the United Nations, barring Secretary General Antonio Guterres from entering the country. The Foreign Minister of Israel stated, "Those who cannot unequivocally condemn the attack on Israel by Iran do not have the right to visit our country." And that is the end of this news bulletin.